Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious and loving Father, we come today to celebrate the many years that you have blessed this congregation, not only as a congregation, but for 75 years of ministry through the school that has been a part of the history of this church. As we come together, we celebrate, we give thanks, for throughout this history, this has been a congregation truly blessed by your hand. And may we see those blessings and rejoice together as you continue to bless us. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. I want to base our meditation this morning. Each of those lessons chosen have something to do with educating children and the process of education that goes on in our lives as Christians, and especially these words from the epistle reading. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Yes, today we ought to be giving thanks to God the Father for everything that He has done and will do in your midst. The year is 1945. I like to talk about history a little bit because 1945, if you remember, was a time of great peril. Yes, a time when World War II, the greatest war the world had ever known, was coming to an end. Dropping two bombs in Japan. And yes, many people fearing a Cold War that could lead to nuclear war. As the war was coming to an end, can you imagine what this community, like many communities, was like at that time? Yes, this, a small farming community out here on the plains of Colorado, made up of a lot of Germans from Russia and a few other Germans. But imagine, in 1945, there were those who had the vision and the insight to think about starting a school when everything around them was in turmoil. And yet, God provided. And so, on the corner of 7th and 16th Street, this congregation began to educate children. It was an important step. And if you think about that history and that time, it had to be a very difficult step. 29 children was that first class. And you know, last night I think there was probably 20% of those in attendance for our celebration last night. That's pretty good. From 1946, that class, the hand of God led this congregation to that place and to that time and in that moment. Oh, wait, let's step back just a little further, though. Let's go back to 1903. That's when this congregation began. Decided to start a church here, that there was enough people in this community to be able to start a congregation, and so a church was built. A small church, 36 by 24. I have a cabin that's that big. And yet here they were, God's people worshiping together. Yes, they did it with $1,000. Oh yeah, $300 for the land. But for $1,000, they built a church. You and I can't get our cars worked on for $1,000 today. And yet that's the reality. As they started out, God was with them, and they planted a church on that corner that would later be replaced in 1931 by a new church, an even bigger church. And oh yes, they borrowed $11,000 from the Nebraska district to be able to build that building. We can't even pave the parking lot for $11,000 today. And yet, that church still stands on the corner of 7th and 16th Street. And by the year 1946, that $11,000 they had borrowed from the Nebraska district, imagine that, Nebraska district, not the Colorado district, Nebraska district, they paid off in 1946 when they opened the school and took the step to start Christian education in this community. Oh yes, we need to also go back one more time, because we need to go back to 1924, where on April 6th, in the history of this congregation, it says a vote was taken. A rising majority, whatever that means, I assume they all rose up, of 8-3, they voted to start a Christian day school. Only took 22 years to make that a reality. But if you remember, a lot of things was going on in the world at that time. Shortly after 1924, there came the great crash. And we all know what was the 30s were really like at that time. And many of you who lived through that know the stories of the hardships and everything that took place. And the uncertainty that surrounded many lives. And guess what? God was present in your midst of this congregation. And by 1946, 22 years later, they started a school. Yes, many of us grew up in that time, and some of us remember these communities out here on the plains of Colorado. None of them were very big, and Trinity was, and really was probably maybe 10,000. Think about that. And then there came the 50s and that tremendous growth that took place after the war, and the 60s and the 70s. And what do we see? A lot of changes to the American culture. And during that time, we saw tremendous growth in this community we call our home, Greeley. And as growth took place, the congregation realized they needed to take another step as they outgrew the facility on 7th and 16th Street. The 60s and 70s saw a number of large corporations moving into the Front Range. And so there was this tremendous boom in growth thanks to places like Hewlett Packard or Kodak or IBM and others. And so as Trinity outgrew its presence location, there was a need to think about either adding on or starting over. And those of you who are here in the 70s know that it was not an easy time. It was a difficult time. And there was a lot of stress and a lot of concern about moving from our beloved church that we'd been in from 1903. And then in 75 and 76, you decided to come out here and build a church in the middle of a cornfield. Yes. And God was there. God led you through that time. His hand was upon you, and even though there were a lot of stresses and a lot of concerns, guess what? God led you to build this church. And there in this church, you moved the school, and you carried on that school until around 2000. And then there was a decision made that maybe we got too big to use this present, so we really need to use the land and build a school again. And so, in 2003, you built the present school over here. Not without a lot of stress, conflict, wondering, financial struggles, and yet God was with you. His hand was upon you. And then, 15 years later, the city created another situation for you because they decided you couldn't keep the school open without doing something about the upstairs that was supposed to be completed but hadn't been. Once again, stress, conflict. And yet, who was in the midst of you? Who had not deserted you? God. Why am I talking about all of this in a sermon? Because your history is an important one, just like the history of our God is important in each one of our lives. You see, this is a weekend to celebrate what God has been doing in your very midst. As a congregation, as a ministry here in this community, God has used this place to train children and to teach a child in the ways in which they should go. It hasn't been done without a lot of struggle. It hasn't been done without a lot of conflict. And then last night, opportunity for a lot of the alumni to come together and to celebrate. Yes, even those from the original class of 1946. A part of the celebration. Someone from that class talking about what it was like growing up at that time and through the ministry of this school. And you see, that's why we come together on a weekend like that, to share a lot of the stories, to remember how God has been at work throughout this congregation. Yes, through even all the times of struggle and conflict and all the things that gets in the way because of our sinful natures, God remained constant. This school became home to over 2,200 children in its 75 years. It graduated more than 500 students from this school over those years. Last night, we honored a member, Larry over here, wherever he went. Oh, he's still over there. I saw him leave a minute ago. But he's back now. He always slips out on me, you know. Larry, we celebrated his 50 years of ministry in the church, and probably 40 of that right here in this congregation. Also, we sometimes forget to think about all the teachers who made education possible here at Trinity. Yeah, the records sometimes are incomplete. You know, in those early days, records were not kept like they are today. You know, we can be thankful now we have computers. All we got to do is go look it up and everything's there. Well, it wasn't in those days. And so sometimes not all the exact records are still there. We're not even sure of all the students sometimes that have been here throughout the years. Or when we were looking at pictures, you know, when people like myself were growing up, you were lucky if you had a class picture during the year. Now we have thousands of pictures almost every year of the school and the students and what they're doing. And yet, what have we done? Through the ministry of this school, we have taught children education lessons by showing them the love of Jesus, surrounding them with the arms of our Lord and Savior. And guess what? We have a very dedicated and wonderful staff. And sometimes we forget what precious gifts they are to this church and to this community as they continue to carry on what has been going on for 75 years. I tell you all this because Paul wrote some very beautiful words in Colossians to the church at Colossae. Yes? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. That's what we're here to do today, to sing, to praise God, to lift up our hearts and thank Him for all the many things that God has done in our very midst. It didn't just happen that you have come to a time of celebrating 75 years of ministry in this school. It was by the hand of God, by the Spirit leading, guiding, and directing. A Spirit who is there, yes, in the tensions, when conversations that were had that shouldn't have been had, when people suffered a lot of pain because of their different conflicts with one another. And in the midst of all of that, Satan works to kind of make us forget about why we're really here. How God never deserted us. God was always there for us, leading us through those moments and those times. And sometimes we look back at those times, and what we want to remember is all the pain and the sorrow and the ugliness. And yet the real reality is that God led you through it. God always was there. And the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. Today is a day to be thankful. When I look at the history of this church, and as I've been working in this church the last year, there is so much to be thankful for. And you see, the reality is when we read the Word of God and we study the church and its workings throughout all the centuries, what we see is a God who has never left us nor forsaken us. From that first sin in the garden, when Adam and Eve ate of the apple, God reminded us that He was going to take care of us. And He has. Through every generation, through all the turmoils of the world in which we live, and yes, even now when we think the world's coming to an end and everything is so bad and terrible, remind yourself that we have somebody who is in complete control, and that is God. Too often we let the negative things block our memories and block our seeing the many blessings that God has given us. And so, today, as we celebrate, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching, admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing the psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts. You see, too often, when we get hung up with what the tensions, the stresses, the conflict, the what I call the gloom and doom, we fail to be able to look through it. It's kind of like a fog. And what we fail to see is the cross. And God had it from the very beginning. He still has you, and He still has me. That's why Christ came, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. That's the real purpose of our coming together, to worship and to celebrate and to rejoice together, and yes, to work through when we have those difficult moments, because we have a God who is there with us. We all want a perfect place, but the reality is we live in an imperfect world and it's impossible to have a perfect place. But that's what we want. It isn't going to happen this side of eternity. But what we got to see is that we have a God who has remained constant. A God who has stood beside us in the face of trials and temptations. I even think about 6 months ago, it was in doubt whether we'd have this day, thanks to a pandemic, and whether we what we would do in even opening the school this year. And yet through it all, God has led us to this day to celebrate together. And so, let's celebrate. Let's rejoice together. Let's remember that through all of this, even as we can look at all those who have come before us and those who will come after us, that we have a God who remains constant in the midst of us. And we have a reason to celebrate. And so I simply use these words from Paul. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. We never should lose sight of that simple thing. Whatever we do, whether it be in our words or in our deeds. Do it all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because He will bless us. He will lead us, and He will guide us. That's what it's all about. That's who we are as Christians, living in a faith that goes on and builds because of what God has done for us. It's not about what we do. It's about what God has done, is doing, and will do in our midst. Celebrate. Rejoice. Give thanks. And when you see one of our teachers or one of our staff, tell them thank you. Or tell them we love you. Because we're all in this together. Because we have a God who brings us together around His word and around His sacrament. Amen.